Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Sorry, I don't fault signal.
I'm going through a tunnel.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm grand. Just going through a tunnel, as I said.
Yeah, no, I could hear that, so that's good. You on the hands-free, or will I leave you to it?
No, I'm out of the tunnel now.
Oh, brilliant. We can go. And you're okay to drive and podcast?
I am, actually, yeah. I have a license.
Oh, perfect. Come here.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
It's your worst nightmare.
Another Dune?
I've never seen Dune.
I've seen Dune 1.
And you don't want to see another one. That's your nightmare, as we know.
I've been doing all I can with that one. Yeah.
No, that's not what this is. This is Smelling Sunset, our podcast where we recap Selling Sunset.
The series? The musical?
The series.
Great.
I wish there was a musical of it. That would be fucking gas.
Yeah, one day.
Maybe we can work on that. This is episode 9 of season 6, which is Lawsuits and Listines.
Lawsuits and Listines. Great. Did you enjoy it? I can't believe we're still in Palm Springs.
Yeah, the 3 episodes in Palm Springs, and by the end of this episode, they're kind of still in Palm Springs.
They have bang for their buck. If episode 10 they're not at home, like, they should rename it Selling Sunset in Palm Springs.
Palm Springs edition. Amanza, Emma, and Chriselle are all in bed together.
Yeah, they all had under eye patches on. They didn't get much sleep.
No. And, like, they're like the most glistening red things.
Mm. They looked wet.
They did. They're probably really, really, really good.
Yeah.
I kind of want one.
Should we? Right, we're gonna leave it there.
Next recording we do, we have to do them with them on.
You can hear it. Amanda brought the most amazing plate of pancakes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Homemade with a little syrup jug.
A huge jug of syrup.
Yeah. But never enough.
Never enough. But that looked close to being enough for the first time ever.
Mm.
Chriselle is sick of taking the high road.
Oh, every time. So she's going to take the low road from now on.
She is.
Yeah.
It's a recap of everything else. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get to the most important part. IV drips for the girls.
You know when someone's just insistent that they're not on drugs? The best thing to do is bring in some IV drips and paramedics.
Also, call back to something I said a few episodes ago. Within the IV drips they get, there is riboflavin, vitamin G.
My favourite... joke of the podcast series, and it came back to bite us in the arm with a heavy drip.
So they all have a little drip.
For someone who's not on drugs, Nicole was straight in there with the arm out. We can't get in trouble for saying that.
It's not.
Allegedly.
Real.
She's not on drugs. We know she's not. But there's lots of jokes we can make. Like, she says she's not on drugs and they do IV drips. Like, what are we supposed to do?
I know, right?
We're not taking the high road.
No, we're not. They're setting us up. And Nicole starts talking about lawsuits again, which Mary then walks away like IV drip left behind. Just follows her on the arm. Still Rips plugged in. Out.
I don't get why they're all walking around with their handbags. Like, they're all, like, Nicole sat down at the table in the house that she's staying in and, like, plonked her handbag. Like, are they scared they're going to go rummaging in each other's bags for sucky sweets? Like, why are they bringing their bags?
Does anyone have a Murray Mint?
Let me just unhook from my IV drip.
Yeah, that is why, yeah. Maybe it's because they're always in bikinis. They have no pockets.
But what do they need in their pockets? They're on holidays.
Their phones. To take many business calls, like Nicole.
And their drugs. Mary said, Nicole's very armsy to defend why she uses her arms a lot, which makes Chriselle think she's on drugs.
Yeah.
We've all said it.
Yeah. Armsy, like, is that a relative of handsy?
She's so armsy, we're all saying it. We always call her, and then Mary couldn't describe, because no one can, the thing that they have outside, like, car washes in America.
Yeah, they can, wacky inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah, we all call her that.
Yeah, whatever. Nothing really happens. Everyone's a bit like, oh my god, lawsuits, what?
Nothing
what about
happens,
listings?
And then the conversation gets a bit too heated, so Mary once again runs away.
Yeah.
Like, she must be exhausted because she spent most of this holiday just running away from awkward situations.
Yeah, she's getting her steps in. So we go from the lawsuits of the episode to the listings of the episode, which is Bree.
Bree, got a listing.
So Bree goes to see some house with 2 frightening looking blonde women, like the twins from The Shining grew up and bleached their hair. Like, these terrifying women. Who were there for 1 second and then disappear in a puff of smoke.
They look the same but different. It frightened me.
And then they leave and Bree meets her client.
And it's not so soury.
It's Sweetie.
Sweetie!
Sweetie, who is music artist. I'm not going to say I've listened to any of her stuff, but I'm going to say she is soaking up every moment of being on camera. She is a star.
She's really good, like, looks to camera, which yeah. I think the show needed, so.
Definitely. She is wearing a clapped bucket hat, but makes it look good somehow.
It was horrible.
Like a yarn.
Crocheted pastel bucket hat that would give you no protection from the rain.
Not at all. And yeah, they get in the giant shower and she does a little turn to camera. It's like, you could do a lot of stuff in here.
They're both walking around with a giant glass of red.
Yeah,
because it's casual.
We've seen a lot of big glasses on this show.
These are some of the largest.
And some tiny glasses, like the sunglasses Emma was wearing in the last episode. They are tiny.
Minion. Bree said the two of them met at a party that they were at because they were both with some people of status. Mm-hmm. Who? Ruth and Eamon Holmes? Who is it? Give me names. Who were you with?
We don't know.
I did look it up after.
You know.
And Brie used to go out with Hulk Hogan's son.
And if I think of person with status,
it's Hulk Hogan's son.
Hulk Hogan's son is who I think of.
Me too.
But Brie...
Also called Nick. Do you think she's a Nick fetish? I don't know. Anyway.
That could be... You could be onto something. We were saying, like, Brie seems really good at her job.
Yeah. I was like, I would rather be shown a house by Brie. She puts the real in real estate. Very personable.
She's
chill, like, compared to, like, the others are just kind of like, yeah, it's 4 beds, 5 baths, like, it's very, but Bree's like, yeah, I'll be coming over, but I think these people might slightly be her friends,
kind of, but, like, I think she kind of matches the energy of whoever she's with.
Yes.
She's like really charming but also fucking knows her stuff.
Yeah. And then Saweetie was like, yeah, it's perfect, it just needs a stripper pole and you should come over and make pasta and something. It's like, so you want a head chef and Bree will do that for you.
She says she's gonna do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know Brie could make pasta. Did we know that?
No. Brie fact. Cheesy pasta.
So then we head back to Prom Springs, just because we haven't been there long enough.
Yeah. Emma ruins her curly blow dry.
She does. She falls off the inflatable. And
Chriselle's like, you're a blowout! Which we know to be
a blow dry. A curly blow dry. Amanda very funnily calls out Nicole for being on a fake phone call so she doesn't have to be involved in the conversations.
Nicole does that.
It was very, she's just pretending to be on the phone and Amanda's like, oh, there's Nicole on a fake phone call.
Checking the weather again. Chelsea loves shots, so everyone has to do a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're getting them in, they cut to Chriselle's dog, who looks so haggard in a cute way. But that dog's been through it. And so they're all getting shots and they cut to the dog in the grass, waddling around, giving side eye like, oh, mom's getting drunk again. It's really funny.
They have a little montage of them all having fun. Mary kicks a football and celebrates, but we don't see why, because she kicks it off screen. Like, it could have been for anything. It seems a bit suspicious.
We don't know if she scored a goal. We don't know if she was onside.
Yeah.
We need more content.
Are they playing shirts and skins? Like, what's...
Yeah.
Chelsea talks about how ultimately we aren't all really close as the camera pans across the scene from a group of them together and pans really, really far. Nothing, 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 nothing. Then Nicole all alone.
It's like, yeah, we get it. There's so beef in the air.
They are laying it on thick.
She's like, she's sour because Heather hasn't been loyal to her. And it's like, maybe Heather's just like seen, she's like, she knows me a year and she doesn't know
Bree
that long. And she's like, maybe Heather's like heard you being mean and she's like, oh, I don't want to be on side with someone like that. Like,
yeah,
you're allowed to make choices. Loyalty, yeah, doesn't mean time.
Totally. And also, she also might be just deciding it because of the current situation that they're in. She completely disagrees with Chelsea and completely agrees with Brie.
Yeah, that's allowed.
It is allowed.
She's her own woman with her own mind and her own inability to pronounce ing.
And she's a vegan.
Yeah. Good for her.
Come on, Heather.
She's her own mind. Sometimes, you can say that about her.
Sometimes we don't give Heather enough credit.
I like Heather. She's grown on me. She used to annoy me. Her laugh still annoys me, but she's... She's chill. And she's going to be an amazing mom.
With an amazing life.
Meet Shayna.
They go out for dinner.
They go to a bar called The Colony Club. Where is it? The UK? And the first, they show, like, I did not make this up, they show a shot of the name of the bar and then everyone arrives and the first person to speak is Chelsea. So, like, subliminally, you hear a British accent. It's called Colony Club. Made me think of what the Brits did.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Fair play to the editors for calling out the United Kingdom.
We should all be doing it.
So, they're out for dinner, and Mary brings the suggestion box to dinner, which to me seemed like a bad idea.
Such a buzzkill.
Did they know that the suggestion box was going to be opened publicly when they made their suggestions?
I'd say so.
Okay, fine.
But it's the fact that, like, she must have gone to the restaurant earlier. to be like, now put this behind. It's like you plant a birthday cake and she's like, plant the suggestion. And then she's like, waiter, bring the suggestion. And everyone's like, oh.
We also get two waiters. One waiter turns up to take the drink order. This little nerdy little kid.
He was cute.
He was very cute. Yeah. And then obviously they decided he's not for screen. So they bring out another guy who's the second waiter who Mary's like, the suggestion box, please.
He did like a screen test and they're like, no, it's actually not going
to. Or he tried like three times to bring it and just kept like pissing himself.
His voice keeps cracking and speaking to his beautiful. He's like, what do you guys, ladies, what do you want?
Chriselle made a suggestion that if they sell a house, they also have to shoot a hoop from an awkward angle. And if they get it in, they get 5% more commission.
I like that, actually. I like that too. But you would only propose that if you're really good at shooting hoops.
Yeah, and Chriselle is a demon.
Chriselle gets nothing but net.
And it was the first time that Nicole and Chriselle agreed, because Nicole's like, hey, I agree.
And if you think back, Nicole's not good at shooting hoops. Remember, they were in a house that had... She did not get a hoop.
She did not.
Everyone else did, though. Emma and someone else. Great hoops.
Was it Mary?
Yeah, Mary hoops.
She was wearing hoops.
Hoop. Yeah, and then they did, I think it was Amanda's suggestion that they had to pay a compliment to everyone, and they only made Chriselle do it.
Yeah, which was weird, or else they just showed Chriselle doing it, which is a possibility. But let's just go with the narrative that the show has presented us, which is only Chriselle gave everyone a compliment, including her worst enemy, Nicole.
Nicole, they teed it up beautifully. She had such nice things to say about everyone. She's like, Nicole, you're here and you are so passionate that it is to be admired. Like, didn't say I admire you.
Yeah.
Just, one could say you're passionate.
And she starts off being like, obviously this is going to be difficult given the circumstances surrounding us, but
I fucking hate your guts.
I hate your stinking little guts, but I really like what you've done with your hair today.
Yeah. You put your hair up and you did a drug test.
What the fuck? Nicole then brings up the drug test again, and like, she's like, now that you've paid me that lovely compliment, I have to let you know I have contacted my lawyers. Like, if every time I have had a bit of a fucking snipe with someone that I frequent with, they called their lawyers and did a drug test,
you'd be in jail. I'd be locked up. It's such a weird thing to do. Like, how can you beat match so poorly to be like, she said I'm on drugs, I'm going to go get a law enforcement to fucking clear my name. Like, chill the beans.
Just relax.
And you know what would help her relax? A big fucking joint.
Yeah,
won't do it because she's not on drugs.
She isn't. She's just very wound up, and Chriselle thinks it's ridiculous, but she's like, all right.
Chriselle, like, instantly was like, did anyone see her? Did the drug test? Yeah. Did anyone? Oh, the results are going to her inbox? Kind of loved how petty that was.
And correct as well. I mean, like,
yeah,
who is this random middle of the desert drug test place that she went to?
A little petrol station.
Yeah, sure, we'll do it.
Fill her up. I just don't. And also, I think she said it would be 24 to 48 hours. We don't know how much time has passed, but it didn't feel like it was 2 days.
No, I don't think she got the... Oh, wait, she did say she got the results.
And I had the results. And actually, everything I said was correct. So no one needs to see it. Like,
yeah, they tested me for heroin and ecstasy, and I didn't have either of them in my system. It's like, well, there are other drugs.
Paracetamol. He's like, fine, you got me. I had 2 ibuprofen that morning. I was out of it.
Absolutely blitzed on ibuprofen.
I just want her, like... I believe everything, whatever, but I just kind of want her to be in a position where she has to post the drug test on Instagram. Like, we call it into question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a fun campaign?
It would.
Show us the result. I don't care enough.
I don't care enough either. And, like, it kind of came up already once, but it would be cooler if Nicole was just like, yeah, I'm on drugs.
I would think more of her.
I'm having a really fun time over here, and you guys are, like, harsh in my mellow.
Yeah. You should come up to my level because you're so boring without it. Like, that's a bigger serve.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm on drugs. You're fucking excruciating to be around.
Yeah. Nicole does not have the capability of coming up with something like that.
No.
Sadly. Then Chriselle is like, well, there's a really fun drag bar near here. Do you want to, like, dance away our disagreements?
Like, you can't dance your way out. It's just such a weird time to pitch a drag bar. And, like, don't bring that energy up to the club.
I think it's a nice sentiment. And I also think Chriselle does not actually expect they're going to dance their disagreements away. They're
like,
not gonna...
I hate you, but, oh, She-Wolf just came on. Like,
it's a nice sentiment, but untrue.
I liked when Emma said, sorry, I've slightly jumped a bit, but when she was talking about Nicole, and she was like, well, when you have a guilty conscience. She just lights up my life.
Guilty conscience.
I do be having a guilty conscience.
Conscious, people.
Anyway, they go to the club. On the way, Mary, not feeling it anymore, actually
has a mental breakdown.
The running of the weekend catches up with her. And yeah, she can't do it anymore.
She cries. Amanza sits really awkwardly beside her while Emma's hugging her and looks like she's got one eye open and one eye closed.
Amanza was also texting, so you could see in the reflection of the window she was in front of. She never like put down her phone. She never closed the app. She was, her friend beside her was in bits. She's still like tapping away. Like she's still...
It was
Who was she texting? What was she saying?
It was weird. She probably texted Mary.
You okay, girl?
Get it together.
See you crying there beside me.
Yeah, and she's like, Mary just needs to go home. Just
Mary needs a post-holiday holiday. Like, she's upset.
Mary needs to go home. We just need to send her to bed and all of us go to the drag club.
Yeah, like, no, you're going to ruin it for all of us, yeah. Please.
Please don't bring that damn vibes with us to this drag club we want to go to. And then we get, like, scenes of them all, like, hugging drag queens and having fun. Yeah. While Mary's like, I fucking hate this.
Mary's not a manager. Like, we've known that from the outset, and she's still managing. Like, leave her off.
I mean,
let her do whatever.
She is not managing.
Mismanagement.
She is managing, not managing her emotions in the car.
No. Let her be free. Jason, stop doing this to her.
Yeah,
Jason,
I feel bad for Mary.
Hire HR.
Yeah, I feel bad for Mary. Mary. She is having a bad time.
Yeah, and it can only get worse because we have two episodes to go and they're going to grind this woman down to nothing.
And are we going to be in Palm Springs in the next episode?
I wish we got to go to Palm Springs.
I don't think they're going to be in Palm Springs next episode.
I hope they're not. I'm actually a little bit sick of it.
Take them back to their normal environment so that we can see how things have shaken up.
Yeah, wonder what happened on the flight home.
Do you think they flied?
Do you think they were drug tested in the airport?
Nicole's like, I brought one from home.
BYODT. They're milking. They are squeezing the juice out of Palm Springs.
Yeah, this episode felt like they could have put what happened in this episode into the last episode.
Yeah, but doesn't every episode feel like that? Actually, it could be a 10-minute cliff note.
It could, but...
And we've squeezed, like, you know, tens of minutes out of it.
Let's find out what happens next week.
Have to wait and see.
We will all just have to wait and see.
All right, thanks for listening.
We will talk to you soon.
We miss you. Look after yourself.
Bring your drug tests next week.
We'll check it out.
Checking every last one. Okay. All right, love you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. Where is my stop button?